4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. Good afternoon. Your audio is real hot. You may want to back off the mic a little bit or turn the microphone gain down. I didn't catch the call. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar, Hotel November in Pickens.
Stay on 4WWZ, operating on 5 watts minimum power, Yazoo ST1802N. I said you can call here with Kill Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu, and my name is Chen, Charlie Hotel Alpha November.
That KO4 Whiskey Zulu, I think it was. That's a great call. I like the Whiskey Zulu. Where did you say your name was again? I got Charlie Oscar Echo November, is that right?
The name here is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. Charlie Hotel Alpha November. See you, sir.
Okay, very good. Nice to meet you. I'm sitting here in the parking lot at Walmart, and my wife is just walking out here, so I'm not going to be in here much longer. Your audio is still a little hot. What kind of radio are you running, just out of curiosity?
This is medium power.
About your power level there, Chan. Just talking about your audio level. Your audio is really hard to understand. I don't know if you're talking right up close to the mic, or I don't know what kind of radio you have, if you can turn the mic gain down, but the audio is a little difficult to hear. I went to you there, but my wife is with me, and we're just a couple of seconds here away from our next stop out here running errands this afternoon in Pickens. But very nice to meet you here on the repeater. Hopefully we'll chat again soon. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima. 7-3, old man. Have a great day.
JA3, JCA monitoring 610.
JAC, I believe it is. I'll just be in here for a real short one there. Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima. K4WCL, John. Mobile in Pickens.
For CLJ. It's Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, JCA, just a crazy animal. Okay, name here is Richard. We're located at Simpsonville, and we've just kind of been monitoring the radio on and off all day, just laying here relaxing.
Pretty good. Very nice to meet you. Simpsonville's a pretty good little hike from the top of Caesar's Head there. You got a great signal. Just curious, where'd you pick up that 3 call?
I lived in Delaware, sir. Lived in Delaware, and it's my original call, original 2x3. I just kept it wherever I went.
Roger. I figured Delaware or Pennsylvania or I guess Maryland and D.C. also 3 calls. So very good. How long you been down there in Simpsonville?
I moved over here in 2015. I lived 20-some years up in Delaware, and then about another 12, let's see here, no, wait a minute, I take that back, 2000, yeah, about another 15 years in Florida, and then the rest has been here in Simpsonville.
Well, I am a transplant myself, southern transplant, moved to the Atlanta metro area in 1983, back when Atlanta, believe it or not, was a really nice place, a nice, small, large city. Or a nice, large, small city, depending on your perspective. But, and we still live in the metro Atlanta area. Wife and I bought a home up here in northern part of Pickens County about 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. That's almost hard to believe. And we come up here on weekends to get away from the riffraff and the traffic and the busy life that comes with living in the Atlanta suburbs.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I haven't been to Atlanta much. About just before COVID, I took my wife over to Atlanta and let her see the Coca-Cola company and the museum, the aquarium, and then some of the football stuff there right around that central area park. And we got a hotel that we stayed at right there, and everything we did was just on foot. So we spent like 3 or 4 days over there, and she had a blast. And we come back here. We were going to try to see Stone Mountain, but we never got a chance. But we were actually just talking to Jerry last night. I don't know if you know him. I can't remember his call, but we were talking about Stone Mountain and the Ham Fest coming up November 5th and 6th. So I might try to get back over to Atlanta that way if I can.
Everything you need to know about the Ham Fest of any time.
I'm hoping that you're out of range of the repeater because it cut in and out. I'm hoping we're not having the same symptoms that we were having with the repeater yesterday. They went up to repair it last night. But, all right, it was a pleasure talking to you, sir. W4CLG, I think it was. KA3JCA.
If it was KA3 or W, I think KA3, JOA, K4WCL. Richard, you still in there?
Sir, it's KA3JCA, Julia Charlie Alpha.
CA, okay, got it. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima here. My wife said when I jumped out of the truck, she said I was getting a little scratchy. And I just pulled up right up to a building. How are you copying me now, though, Richard? Am I okay in the machine? I should have a pretty clear shot to Caesar's head.
Oh, yes, sir. It's loud and clear there. I wasn't sure if you were traveling away from the repeater or what, but yesterday or the day before, like, you know, a couple of days, they were having some intermittent problem with the repeater going in and out, staticky after about 30 minutes of conversation or so, 15 minutes. Turns out that the other repeater may have had a problem with the RF board and the exciter and so forth like that. So they swapped out, put up the backup repeater, and then put in a preamp slash amplifier for this one here. Yeah, that's what we're on right now. But when I heard that scratchy noise, I thought it was back on the repeater. I was going to have to let Dave or Dib know that we're having an issue, but apparently not now. So you're sounding great. KA3JCA, W4JLC or JCL?
It's Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, WCL. But you don't have to remember that there, Richard, so don't worry about it. All right, well, if you've ever been to the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, which most of the locals call it the Lawrenceville Ham Fest, because even though the Ham Fest is put on by the Stone Mountain Club, the actual location of the Ham Fest is in Lawrenceville, Georgia. It's at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. And I would say it's probably the best Ham Fest in the Atlanta area. Usually it's very well attended. Being that it's the first weekend, November, it can be hot as blazes or cold as you know what. I've been to that Ham Fest in both shorts and a t-shirt and a big heavy down jacket.
I can live with that. I know, I remember coming up here to Greenville to visit my wife. I was still living in Florida at the time. And I think my daughter was with me. We came up and we landed, got off. I was in shorts and a t-shirt. It was perfectly fine weather. In the next morning, it was below 32, and we were struggling to get some warm pants and a jacket just because I didn't pack for that kind of weather. So I know what you're talking about when it can change like that. So, well, look, hopefully if you decide to go to the Ham Fest, I'm going to talk to my wife. She was just looking at her schedule. And I think she said she has a teacher's work day on the 7th, which is the day after a Monday. So we might come over there like Saturday morning, stay Saturday night, and go back Sunday and maybe just hang around an extra day just to see Stone Mountain. KA3JCA with K4WCL. I got it right that time.
You certainly did there. And, you know, I haven't been to the Hamfest in several years. That was one I always used to go to because my wife and I come up here every weekend, Richard. Friday afternoon, we load up with the dog and we're up here usually by, depending on what's going on, 6:30 usually, sometimes earlier. And we stay till sometimes Sunday night, sometimes Monday, and then we head back home. About 2 more years of that routine, then we'll move up to Memphis. The rigmarole of finding a place to live up here. Pretty much everything we need is here. So there won't be a whole lot of moving of things. Open up the front door at home and everything is for sale. Or just about everything. I even have from Clemson and University of South Carolina and are in the working world and have been, so that gives you an idea how long ago it's been. But the carving on Stone Mountain is pretty neat, and if you're in pretty decent shape, instead of taking the tram that goes to the top, I highly encourage hiking up to the top. It's not that difficult. At least it wasn't for me when I was in my 30s. I may say something different now that I'm in my 60s.
I would love to do that, but I definitely can't. I'm 62. I'll be 63 here this year. But Doc could fight to a power chair. I lost a leg. I hit by a drunk driver 35 years ago. But that just recently, I've kind of been confined to the bed and oxygen more so because of CHF and AFib and a bunch of other stuff. So I basically get to stare at the four walls, and I got into DMR so I could kind of get on the radio and get on the other countries that are around the world a lot easier using DMR. Then I monitor the local repeater also. KA3JCA with K4WCL.
I'm very sorry to hear about your unfortunate accident and all the things that came along with that afterwards. That's horrible news. And Richard, you and I are the same age. I am 62, be 63 early next year. Just looking forward to that magic day when the calendar says I'm 65. I'll have insurance. Not through my company anymore. The wife and I have been pretty diligent about saving up. No pensions or anything like that here, so it's all self-funded. But we've been pretty diligent, and I'm looking forward to that day for sure. But we are the same age for sure. And DMR, I've been on DMR now for 5 years. And you can usually find me on the channel talk group called Atlanta Metro. Talk group number is 31131. And I have a hot spot up here because I'm sure you figured out that most of the DMR repeaters up here are on the PRN network and not compatible with Brandmeister and all the other more popular networks up there. So When I'm on DMR up here, I'm on a Shark RF hotspot. K4WCL.
Okay, so 31131. Okay, I'll have to program that in here and put it in the group there, and I'll look you up there on the ID for your K4WCL for your DMR ID. And so I'll actually, if you don't mind, I'll just program you in as a private call also and chat with you now and then.
Good DMR. I do DMR. I do a little bit of D-Star. I've never done Fusion. Not to say that I may dabble in it someday. I just don't have any Yaesu radios. I have a Yaesu 857D that I built a portable GoBox station around. And I have a Yaesu portable, an old one, that I haven't used in years. But I don't have any Fusion equipment. But, yeah, you know, a lot of my friends back home travel, a lot of them retired or close to retirement, and they travel, and we keep up with each other with DMR, you know, in hotspots. Matter of fact, good friend of ours, he just happens to be a she. She's out in Oregon right now. She is very into the actual U.S. organization is, but she's a judge in sailboat racing. She travels all over the country judging sailboat competitions. And she's out in Oregon this weekend judging a competition out there. And I keep up with her when she's out and about traveling with DMR. It's a lot of fun.
Well, if your wife has a pen or something handy to write down, I'll give you my DMR number.
She found a pen. Now, if I have something, just text it to me. Oh, she found a piece of paper. Go ahead with your DMR number.
Okay, it's 314-5586 or 87. I have two of them because I have both the mobile programmed and I have the handheld programmed.
Equipment malfunction here, Richard. Give it to me again. 5134, I think, was the first four numbers. Oh, 31. Well, you just give it to me again.
Yeah, it's 314-5586 or 87. 314-5586 or 87.
Like I said, I'm on DMR. I actually have three hotspots. I have one at home. Even though I live a half a mile from a DMR repeater, I have a hotspot at home. I have one up here. And I even keep one in the truck. And I use it off my cell phone. So, yeah, DMR is a lot of fun. I've learned a lot about the programming and the, you know, behind the scenes kind of stuff. I'm not really I don't have a technical background as far as work is concerned, but I've enjoyed learning the back end of DMR, and I help a lot of new hams. I can't tell you how many people I program code plugs for, but I enjoy helping people and giving back. And I remember 25 years ago, the hams that helped me, so I like to help the new hams back. Richard, I have up the mountain here. I'll be at the in front of the house in just a minute. Really enjoy chatting with. And I get on this repeater a little bit. I also get on the 6 mile UHF machine. That's 441.800. I know Jack over there pretty well and some of the other hams that get on there. The repeater that you may be able to hit from Simpsonville is my home repeater. It's the Lanier Land Amateur Radio Club, 14667. I can hit it no problem with 25 watts from my location up here in northern Pickens County. And we have several people from State of North Carolina that jump in there into our net. So may want to look that up. It's the LARC, Lanier Land Amateur Radio Club. Just look it up on repeater reference. It'll give you the PL and all that. But it's 14667 minus PL tone, I believe, is 131.8. Richard, I'll listen out for your final, and then I'm bailing out here. 73. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you at our DMR, and I'll check off the both the 2-meter and the UHF repeaters there locally. So 73 K4 WCL KA3 JCA.